This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. And this is available all the same places the DA Show's podcasts are available. That will be radio.com, iTunes, CBSSportsRadio.com as the website. And so many other places that podcasts are available. Now, I have to be perfectly honest. I'm sad. I'm bummed out. I'm having a great weekend coming up. This weekend, the Bourbon Belle and I have a wedding in Kentucky. And she, of course, is a Kentucky graduate, which is why I nicknamed her the Bourbon Belle. And one of her best friends in the world lives in Kentucky in Lexington. And so I'll be doing the show from down there Friday and then Sunday morning football on Sunday. Wedding is on Saturday. In doing so, though, I miss out on an event I really wanted to be at. The official end of summer party at Bob's Bar. Now, Bob's Bar, we've talked about here on the PGP, Mraz's dad built his own bar in his backyard, is actually has hired a live band to play at Bob's Bar. And this happens after last week, week one of the NFL season, Cowboys and Giants. You posted some videos on social media. It looked like you guys had a good 20 people there, 25 people there.
It was a blast. Yeah, there was at least 25 people there. Four TVs, plenty of food,
sound booming.
Like a
real sports bar when you have 25 people there.
It looked like an outdoor sports bar you'd see in Florida, where everybody was just outside having a good time watching football.
You had four TVs, 25 people, a bar. That's a real sports bar right there. And now I'm going to miss the end of the summer soiree. What's the name of the band?
The band is The Parade, and they are playing from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. But it's not only that. I had to alert my dad that you had a wedding. He wanted to take it a step further. He wanted us to do the show from Bob's Bar on Friday, similar to Mike Francesa on the Jersey Shore at the
Bar A.
At Bar A. He said, just switch time slots with whoever the other host is. We could wire something here. And let's have a blast, and we could do the DA show leading into the
that
band.
That is my dream. My dream is to do the show from Bob's Bar for a summer weekend.
Yes, that was his idea. He goes, it'd be great. You guys could, you know, you do your NFL picks, you do everything. We'll do it like the end of summer bash with football involved, the Football Friday at Bob's Bar. He was convinced that it would garner some publicity. People in the neighborhood would come watch the show at Bob's Bar.
Could you imagine we have people watching the show?
He said, you guys aren't really making any trips this year. You might as well come and let us do the show. I had it again, Dad. He's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky. He goes, don't you think that'd be great, Nance? Don't you think that'd be great? They could do the show here. And he wasn't like, Dad, there's a lot of technology that's involved there. I'm not sure we have the equipment to do that.
I don't think we do.
But like, I think he thought maybe the band would play in between sets. You know, play us into break, out of break.
Could you imagine? That is my dream.
Yeah, so that maybe that's something we tackle next summer. Maybe we do a summer Friday that you actually don't work next year and figure out a way to hook it up at Bob's Bar.
What happens if we... Well, yes. I mean, would anybody come out 9 to noon on a Friday?
Maybe Memorial Day weekend or something to kick off the summer.
Maybe it's not on the air. It's just we do like a Facebook Live show.
Yes, a bonus show. A bonus show at happy hour or something on a Friday. And that's when the band comes back next summer.
And it could be on Watch DA, perhaps.
Right. Maybe that's a good way to promote Watch DA throughout the summer. That could be it. Maybe there's a way to explore this. Kind of like you guys did the Flake football game, but we do a show. Maybe it's just 2 hours. Maybe 5 to 7, band plays 7 to 10.
Pens is the MC.
Yes.
He gets us in and out of The parade?
Yeah, the parade.
The parade.
Maybe we have a beer sponsor come.
Sure.
We throw out some DA show koozies to the crowd.
Yeah, some giveaways.
Be great. Of course, it'd be in a residential area that might raise some eyebrows.
How many people are you expecting for the end of summer fiesta?
So here's the thing. I don't know, because originally my father said, well, you know, let's keep it smaller. You know, we don't have many people get fit. But then every time I look up,
keep it smaller. He's renting a band.
Right. And then every time I look up, he's telling another person that walks through, well, we're having a band on Friday, September 13th. So the deal is, it's my wife's birthday. It's my sister's birthday. It's my sister's boyfriend's birthday. It's one of my friend's birthday. Like, it's a lot of their birthdays all in the same week. So I think we're kind of using that as a backdrop fake way to celebrate it. Like, it's your birthday, we'll have a cake. So they all kind of have friends coming and my family's coming. So and neighbors obviously piling in. I personally think there's going to be 50 to 70 people back there.
You got to be kidding me. You're going to have 70 people in your backyard?
Again, I don't know that. That's the gut feeling I'm getting. A lot of heroes and stuff have been ordered. Big sandwiches have been ordered. Distributor's going to be hit up hard. It's, the place should be jamming.
Is there been any legal pushback from having a bar in your backyard?
No, because every neighbor is there. I mean, football Sunday, who was going to call the cops? They were all over.
Okay, but could the town come through and be looking for liquor licenses and stuff like that?
Well, if you're not technically charging anybody and taking taxes, you're allowed to drink on your own property and have people over.
Right.
There are sound ordinances. I think Friday will be a real test.
But it is a cash bar at times.
Again, we're not going to say that legally all the time. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to throw some. Technically, it's expected donations.
Expected. Oh, okay. All right.
So there's ways around this.
So there is ways around this.
All I will say is this.
This is like a membership bar.
If there's ever going to be a time where the cops get called, it might be a time that an actual band is rocking out at night. Like, if they go, they're supposed to play till 10. Friday night, 10 p.m. might be the cutoff in the town. If that band stays on and, you know, we get, you know, Teenage Wasteland at 10:30, maybe the cops come through and go, what's going on back here? Is this Project X? What is this? So we'll see. I'm excited, though.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to miss this.
If it goes well, though, I'm sure the band will be invited next year. And then again, maybe that's something where we do a special show leading in.
Yeah, I really need that.
I think our listeners would love a little bonus content.
Are all the same characters from the block party going to be there?
A lot of them, and some that missed the block party this year will be in tow. So we did not do an ice luge, though, because, we don't want the dripping on all the extra electrical equipment. But still, it should be a giant dance party, I would think.
Who works the TVs? Four TVs?
We're not going to do four TVs for this night.
Okay, this was just for an NFL Sunday.
We're going to do those for NFL Sundays. We're going to go back to one
TV. Every NFL Sunday gets four TVs?
We're going to try to do that going forward, because I have the Sunday ticket, and I have the ability to stream that back to my parents, plus whatever games on Network Channel, plus Red Zone. So I did that. It worked well, so we'll do that. But there's only so many electric outlets. I mean, we got all electric music equipment coming through that has to be plugged in. So, yeah, I can't go for it. You know, you'll get probably a North Carolina football game on at 6 o'clock, maybe some Yankee baseball. Other than that, we got to go one TV. Plus, you don't want everybody sitting around watching TV. You're paying for the band. You want the band. You want everybody out there dancing.
All right, so maybe an upcoming Sunday, I'll come out there for a little football at the outdoor bar.
You should.
Bob's,
it's a great time.
Bob's,
it's going to be
sports bar. Are you guys serving any wings or anything?
Oh, we had wings. We had strombolis. We had every dip you can imagine.
Are you charging for that?
No, absolutely not.
Who's paying for all this?
Well,
you had 25 people and you had wings and beer.
Bob paid for a lot, but there were some new people at Bob's bar that contributed and
donation.
Somebody texted, "Hey, I'm going to bring 100 wings. Is that cool?" And we just kind of, all right, you know what? That's fine. So it was nice. People have chipped in, but yeah, you're more than welcome to come out. I mean, as long as the weather stays sharp, we're, you know, by week 8, we should still be out there. That's what I would think.
This is incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, we've missed Pete the Body Bilotti this week.
Sure
Bilotti's
have.
Been out, had a family situation to deal with this week. You know, when Bilotti's gone for a full week, and Sam Rubinoff done a really good job, and Connor was on the
Connor Green the last couple of days, and we're going to get a Billy Jackalone to close the week.
Diaper Day Aliens have been in this week, and they do a good job, but nobody has the drops like him.
Yeah.
I mean, you notice Pete's.
I notice, for sure.
Pete's drops, I don't even have, it's so like a hot read. I don't even have to tell Pete to do it. I just know it's happening.
And he knows he has it right at his fingertips. You're absolutely right. The show 100% lacks without Pete, and this is where Pete's value immensely comes in. The show is less funny without Pete, just by sheer drop standards. It is. There's nothing we could really do about that, because it's a chemistry issue.
It's a chemistry issue, and he's just technically so savvy.
Yes.
That quickly, if you needed something, he's going to pull it up immediately.
He's a unique talent. I think that's the best way to put it.
He's a unique talent.
A unique talent. Somebody that, you know, maybe you take in the fourth round and you go, wow, we got to sign this guy long term.
Without the baggage of AB?
No baggage at all. Well, maybe some baggage.
You've said that Pete can be at times temperamental.
Sure. He gets angry, gets frustrated, never feels appreciated. Like, he could listen to this right now and somehow not understand that we were appreciated.
No, he would understand that.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't last long. It would be 3 days later. Nobody understands what I do around here.
That would be on us. That would be on management.
Yeah, I guess. But I respect it. I miss Pete. I miss the heck out of Pete. I need him back ASAP because it makes my job easier.
Pete comes back Monday.
Ready to rock.
Are you guys ready for a Friday from Lexington and a Sunday morning football from Lexington?
Well, Sunday morning football,
you cash out.
NMP, not my problem. But I did drink with my Sunday morning football koozie on Sunday, okay. So that was referencing. Friday, I'll be ready for Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah. Will you be ready? Will you be listening to when you got to get out and cues and breaks and all of that?
Yeah. I'm excited. Actually, I really like going to Kentucky. The bourbon down there is amazing.
Sure.
And
the bells that come from the bourbon.
The horse farms are beautiful, and they love their sports. I wish I could go to a Kentucky football game, even though they're not nearly as good as last year. But I was thinking, if this game, they play Florida on Saturday, if this game was at noon, I was actually thinking about squeezing in the game before the wedding.
You can't go to a game and then a wedding to follow.
Well, this is because
you can't. I know you. You would. There would be blank city by the time you got to the wedding if you were at an SEC tailgate. Lights out.
Blank city. The Bourbon Belle was going to give me the pass on that. She was like, if the game was at noon, I would have let you go, which was amazing.
She's a great wife.
She's great.
But the problem is, you would have took the pass and you would have went the extra mile. You would have been like Frank the Tank in Old School, funneling at halftime.
Frank the Tank.
You would have ran into the wedding naked.
Yeah, and
that would have been the end of it.
Partied with. Nobody would have been there. Like, you would have. I knew.
You would have made friends. 100%.
It would have been a nomad. Definitely.
It would have been.
I definitely would have had like the GoPro strapped to my chest or something.
Yeah, that would have been you running naked through the halls.
Well, I'm saying I'm going to miss Bob's Bar, but try not to light it on fire because I'd like to come out for an NFL game.
We're out there. Always, as long as you see the lights on, you're open, you want to call the office in the morning, you have the number, we'll be there.
Call the office to check what the hours are.
Yeah, or check what the main games we're showing for the day
are.
Yeah,
I'd like
all
to know
that.
Yeah. What TV my game's going to
exactly.
be on.
Exactly. Do I get the sound for this game? You let us know.
I got the Seahawks and the Survivor Pool. I'm going to need that on TV2. You guys got the sound on that?
Yeah, well, you got to call and find out day of. It really depends on the standing shakeout.
Side B is Jacob Wilkins, the voice of the Rumble Ponies, right now.
All righty, welcome into Side B of the PGP. This is the Permission Granted Podcast, and this is Sean Mraz, host of Side B of the PGP and the executive producer of the DA Show. No Andrew Bogus this week. I would call this a Permission Granted profile, only the person we were about to talk to has already been profiled, but this is more of a how the heck do we not check back in with him moment? And that would be the voice of the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, Jacob Wilkins. Jacob, hello.
Oh, hello there. Was I the first PGP profile?
You may have been. DAs maybe do so many of these that, frankly, I've lost track of who happened when. But that's
right.
There's a very good chance you were the first one. And I have to say right off the bat, I know it's been a success story for you in Binghamton. When I thought about it this week and I said, who can I have on the PGP? I said, this has to be the longest time, I would argue, since I met you that I've gone without seeing you. And that's just because you've been in Binghamton, obviously, and doing a great job. And it's like, damn, I think I miss a little Jacob here. I miss a Jacob Wilkins hit. I really do. So
that's something no one ever, you know, thought. Most people don't think they'll ever say those words out of their mouth. It is crazy because I was thinking about when we spoke. I think it was just after when I just started the job. It was that first week in Harrisburg, which was crazy. And the season, I know people talk about the long baseball season, but it also flies by. It was just a blur. We were talking about, your wife expecting, and it was like, oh, that had just happened. I think we had just announced it when we spoke. So yeah, it flies by, and it's like, 4 months just like that.
Well, and if you're looking for us to name our kid Jacob Wilkins Morris, that's not on the table. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I am fascinated, and this can be a separate PGP profile or whatever, the way parents do decide their children's names. I've always thought that would be a great reality show if you mic'd up parents having those conversations.
That's a good point. Ours was pretty easy. I think I've mentioned on here our baby will be named Taylor. So that is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So my middle name is Taylor. I was named after Lawrence Taylor. So my wife always liked it as like a little tip of the cap to me. And of course, keeps my Giants fandom in the blood. But that's neither here nor there. Jacob.
Right.
I don't know if that's neither here nor there. I shouldn't be talking about my baby that way. But Jacob, the bottom line is this. Baseball season is coming to an end, which means your first season as the voice of the Binghamton Rumble Ponies is also coming to an end. To think about where you were a year ago at this time, you still hadn't gone to the winter meetings again and looking for jobs. You're about to finish a complete summer with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, or you might have already. I'm not sure.
Yep.
Is the Double A season over?
Double A season is over because we didn't make the playoffs, so Labor Day was our last game.
Okay, all right. So it's been a couple weeks since it's been over.
Yep.
How did it go? I mean, your experiences, did you enjoy it? Did you love it? Are you all in? Is this the dream of your life?
Yeah, no, loved it. Yeah, totally all in. I think I was writing to someone, it surpassed all my expectations. And frankly, things came together so quickly, I didn't have a lot of time to form expectations. But I think as I was looking at these jobs over the years, you had an idea of what maybe it would be. And there's just, I really loved all the different facets of the job. It gives me a totally different perspective of the game. I was at Friday's game, Mets game, and seeing one of our players, Sam Haggerty, who was with us for most of the year, score his first major league run. You just see the process of how these players get to where they are, and just the riding the wave of what are the ups and downs of the season. It's really something. But most importantly, or selfishly, the chance to call games on an everyday basis, and where your focus is waking up. And obviously we have other media relations responsibilities, but it's all geared towards, preparing for the broadcast. It's great, to the energy of being at a ballpark on an everyday basis, of traveling, as we did that hit from Bowie on Kids Day as well. So I could go on and on. It really is amazing, and excited to be back for next year. And we're hosting the All-Star Game next year, the Eastern League All-Star Game.
Oh,
so that
has
another element. Yeah. And it'll just be fun to see whether there's returning faces or new faces on the club, and just the conversations with my manager of the club. It's really loved it all.
Well, okay, so on that note, we obviously had some fun with you, because that's what we do on the DA show. We have fun with everybody, including Jacob Wilkins.
Yes.
Early in the year, we were playing some of your calls, and we would critique them, and look, and you would send us calls throughout the season. And frankly, Jacob, you got better and better, and that's to be expected in any way, shape, form of life. When you do something every day, you're expected to get better at it. You got better and better, which means year two with Binghamton, you should get better and better. So on a personal level, is there anything you'd like to change from year one to year two, whether it's, some kind of, as we've pointed out, electric signature call? Is there something just that you need to foot? Like, what is going to be different about Jacob Wilkins year two Binghamton Rumble Ponies than what we heard this year?
No, I don't think there's going to be too much different, because I'm not a believer. I'm not looking for a manufactured type call. It's never been my thing. If something came about naturally, that would be one thing. But that's not something I'm seeking. And I think also, in seriousness, it's different. The true metal of a broadcaster is not, I send the clips to you guys, it's fun. But it's really how you handle, a 20-2 game in the seventh inning, and how you keep people engaged. So I sort of evaluate the whole broadcast. But of course, you find a rhythm and a comfort level. And even being around the team, there's more of a comfort level because there's trust, with the coaches and staff and players. I think it's just a matter of picking up where you leave off. And then I evaluate every broadcast. I brought in a number two broadcaster and my assistant, Ian, and, we'll go he started in June or late June. And, we go over, different moments that happened during a game. And I don't think you ever hit the sweets, but, you never feel like you got an A-plus on the test as a broadcaster, but you look at, all right, I could have pivoted that way. It's, maybe I could have gone that way. It's sort of always an ongoing process.
That is unbelievable. So you ended up doing games solo. Is that what you're saying, solo, and then you had a partner come June?
Right. So when I took the job, I didn't have an assistant, so I was doing every game solo, except when we had a sponsor who's actually become a friend of mine in Binghamton come in for a few innings. Then in late June, Ian Sachs is his name, does a great job, came aboard. A friend of Joe DiLuizio, actually.
Joe D's friends, yes. Involved?
Yes, Joe D was involved in the search process. You know, he was a headhunter for us.
That's unbelievable. I mean, Joe D's got his fingerprints and everything. And just so you guys try, you know, I guess we're not doing the major league here where you're Harry Doyle and his partner, you know, with nobody listening anyway and all of that, you know, having some fun like that. Obviously, because you're going to take it more professional.
Well,
Jacob.
Yeah, we tried to handle the search process with integrity. Now, bringing Joe D into it, that's, you know, you can determine, judge for yourself if we did that. No, Ian's been great. But to your question about if I did it solo, even when Ian came aboard, I did almost all the road games solo. And then Ian is with me for the home games.
Jeez. All right. Well, now a couple of things before we end here. I want to do this rapid fire as opposed to long form, if you will. All right.
Right.
You've been a play-by-play guy voice for a whole summer with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. I have told DA that if I was a play-by-play voice, you have already stated you hate manufactured calls. I have a manufactured call. I want you to judge this for me.
Yep.
It is high. It is far. It clears it.
Was that clears?
It clears it. Like, it clears it. You know, a lot of people have the see ya. A lot of people do a sayonara. See you later. I went with it clears it. And our listeners seem to have taken to it as a drop. How would you grade it clears it as an original call?
Not highly, but I do think the inflection is interesting. You know, you have to discern what the call is. That's always helpful. But,
so you can't understand what I'm saying.
If you can't, but that might be part of the allure. Yeah.
The allure, isn't it allure?
Allure, yes.
Allure.
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 It's early. It's allure. Early. Allure, yes.
Okay. Now, number two on the rapid fire. Okay. Craziest, whether it's on the road or at home, promotion you saw in AA this year?
Craziest promotion. I mean, some of the in-between inning games are wild. I wouldn't say it's crazy, but we were the very successful promotion was when we became the Binghamton Stud Muffins for a night. The Stud Muffins was the number two name to Rumble Ponies, or it was up there in the finalists. I don't know if it was number two. And so we had special custom Stud Muffin jerseys, and we still have Stud Muffins apparel. I have my Stud Muffin shirt, and that seemed to go over very well. And, you know, I am a Stud Muffin. So it really was, the shirt fit perfectly.
You are a stud muffin, Jacob. And my third and final on the rapid fire here is we talked to Jacob Wilkins, the voice of the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. You obviously lived in Binghamton, called games in Binghamton, and got to travel to a lot of, I call them random northern east towns, you know, not necessarily your big cities. What is either the best or the craziest thing you ate throughout your travels this summer?
Oh, craziest? Well, I wouldn't say the random towns. I mean, a city that I think has great food is Portland, Portland, Maine.
Well, and by the way, I'm not trying to disrespect Portland, Maine or Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I just mean you're not going to Chicago or New York City or Boston is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you better not. Because, the Senators have their games on a CBS Sports Radio affiliate in Harrisburg. So, you know, just be careful business-wise. No, I don't think look, to be frank, when our culinary options sometimes is, you know, you're stopping at the gas station on the way from Bowie to Manchester, and it's you're happy if you see an Auntie Annie's, you know. So I don't think we're having escargot. But I did enjoy lobster in Portland for sure.
Interesting. Lobster in Portland. Well, that's, Jacob, look, you can't go wrong with lobster.
And a nice crab cake. Did have a nice crab cake.
In Bowie?
Sandwich in Bowie. Mm-hmm.
Bowie,
mm-hmm.
Bowie, obviously known for their crab cakes. Known for crab cakes in Bowie, Maryland. What's the name of the crabs? Are they the crabs? The spider crabs?
They're the Bay Sox. The Bay Sox.
The Bay Sox. Yeah, you know, that's a bad job. You got to include crab in there. Well, Jacob, it was nice catching up with you.
Well, let's mention one other thing. Sorry.
Jacob Wilkins is taking over side B.
You haven't taken over. No, because how about, you know, we've talked about, I was looking for this sort of job for years. The fact that we get that CBS Sports Radio promotion on the day games, you know, where you're the lead in. I mean, the synergy of that happening and the chances of that happening, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, we brought you along. It was almost like Binghamton was made for you. The audience was already familiar with the Jacob Wilkins, and then there you were now, us leading into you, of all things that could happen in the Binghamton radio.
Exactly. I just think it was nirvana.
It was.
And I mean, our flagship WMBF is, you know, of course, they're our flagship, but just on those select occasions, it was fun.
Yeah, it definitely smelt like Jacob's spirit. Okay, Jacob Wilkins, you can follow you on Twitter at?
At Jacob Wilkins.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MirazCBS. Have a great week, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.